I've heard today that Tony Kemp across New Zealand has suggested that the Bears align themselves with, I don't know, some consortium in New Zealand.
Really?
Come in as a Bears outfit.
Would you rather see some... If an 18th team came in, is it... Do you go to New Zealand or do you go back to Perth?
Well, while we're having this discussion, let's ask Michelle what she knows about the North Sydney Bears and 18th NRL team. We've got you, Michelle, on the phone. What's the story with
the Bears? Guys, don't you love technology? Look, we talked about it last week. The North Sydney Bears merging with the WA government over there in Western Australia to become the NRL's 18th franchise. Well, that's got a few people across the ditch a bit kind of like excited, and they're talking about it over there in New Zealand. Let's take a listen to SEN's Tony Kemp, and he's the co-host of the Breakfast Show over there in New Zealand. He wants the North Sydney Bears to merge with Christchurch and the Crusaders. Let's have a listen.
I think what they should do is include a second partner in the deal, and that is the North Sydney Bears. Not only are they the same colour, the red and black of the red and black Bears, but they are also have all of the infrastructure in place. They have the junior infrastructures, Jersey Flegg, under 16s, Harold Matthews, under 18s, reserve grade. They have the depth, they have the finance, they have all the club and all the money that's in there that gives them the financial support. But more importantly, they have the DNA that they should bring them together both in Sydney and New Zealand. So let's do it. The Southern Bears.
I don't mind it.
There it is, the DNA.
I don't mind it. I'm saying rather than Perth. Perth should be their own thing somewhere down the track. But I I've always been a fan of a second New Zealand team. And then if that incorporates the Bears for that, you know, Australian teams have links with New Zealand teams. Why can't a New Zealand team have a link with an Australian team? I don't mind it.
Picked up on a few key points from Andrew Abdo's speeches from last year. The NRL will invest aggressively in New Zealand pathways and go head to head with rugby union. So clearly, there's an appetite there in at the NRL headquarters for expansion in New Zealand. That was in one of Andrew Abdo's speeches back in early 2021.
But there are so many Kiwis living here in Sydney that would then adopt that as their team, or you know that aren't former Aucklanders if they come from other parts. I think there would be a supporter base for the Kiwi side when they played, you know, around North Sydney. I think you get. I don't mind it. My first impression is okay. Now, Cody Simpson, can you explain the story? Brandy wants to know. I want to know. The world wants to know.
Well, he's in limbo at the moment. His chances of making his international debut in Budapest at the World Titles will come down to one individual, and that individual is Kyle Chalmers. So Cody finished third in the 100 fly at the Australian Championships yesterday. Kyle was second. Now, Kyle had previously publicly said to everybody that he's willing to himself out of the World Titles, opting to save himself for the Comm Games in Birmingham. But we're now hearing that he could have had a change of heart, which would actually see Cody miss out. So they can only take two athletes to the world titles. Now, Chalmers has said, and I'll quote, that he can't be made the villain in this scenario because he normally swims the 100 freestyle. But he's had shoulder surgery recently and you know, he was saying his body didn't allow him to participate in the butterfly and the 100 fly. Just he wasn't up to it. He's been swimming since he was 12. He's been in the team since he was for 8 years. And now that his body's allowing him to do it, why shouldn't he? And he's also pointed out that there was 5 other athletes from the same race who'll miss out. So basically, he's pointing out that why is Cody Simpson going to be treated any differently?
That's true, too.
I'm not with him.
No, I'm with him.
If you live with yourself, if you could go to a Comm Games or to a world title in another race, you wouldn't step aside and let someone...
No. This is professional sport. Like it's not favour time.
Cody sang songs.
Have we seen this happen? In swimming already?
Have we?
Didn't we see someone step aside? Look, I'm going to have to look that one up because
It does ring a bell. Tell me, but this is for the world titles. Has Cody Simpson qualified for the Commonwealth Games or not?
No, so you're allowed to. Australia's allowed to take 3 athletes to the Comm Games, only 2 to the World Cup.
Let him. He's already in the Comm Games. I'm not giving up my spot or a swim that I've earned the right to swim in, because Cody sang songs 10 years ago and everyone loves him. Like, seriously. Because he's got a little bit of public support, everyone's jumping on the Cody Simpson bandwagon and going, wow, Kyle Flanagan, come on.
What a hard-ass you are.
I am hard. Yeah. Very hard man.
New South Wales Origin coach slams Cody Simpson. Current coach. I mean, future New South Wales Origin coach.
There's a good
slams
email
Cody
here.
Simpson.
Roosterman says, Brandy's doing a Squid Games on Freddie. No interest equals interest. Fake news. Brandy for New South Wales Blues. Pause. Red light, green light. Roosterman, that's
very elaborate.
That's very
Michelle,
deep too.
Thanks for that update. You'll be back at 8:30 because we've got some very, very important duties and guests to get to in a moment. Michelle, speak to you at 8:30.
Enjoy. Talk soon.
Thanks, Michelle.
The last word, if you are a swinging voter, if you are still undecided, we will head into the 1170 SEN election bunker in just a moment. Alan Jones, Bob Carr, exclusive. Well, people who claim to be those two here on SEN.